shop, click, drive at applechevy.com for pre-auto show savings on their entire inventory of SUVs and trucks, including Silverado pickups. Don't miss the pre-auto show discounts at Apple Chevy. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Are you an interesting, fun, single person wishing to meet other interesting, fun, single people? Are you thinking you'd like to have someone special in your life? Well then, that's the sort of thing that usually works itself out on its own. And speaking of working out, that's how it might happen. You might be working out and meet the person you've been hoping for right there at the gym. She'll be over on the mat stretching with a yoga ball, while you're on the machines working a specific muscle group, let's say, deltoids. She'll casually walk past, sipping from her reusable water bottle, when she stops to ask you about circuit training, or resistance training, anyway, some sort of training. Well, one thing leads to another, and soon, you're spotting each other for sets of 15. Before you know it, you'll both be sprinting down the aisle. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Kyle Schwarber, the leadoff hitter, popped up again this morning right here on 670 The Score with Molly and Hanley.
With the hitting at the top of the order or wherever I'm going to hit, you know, it's obviously up to the skip. And, you know, I support his decision. Either way, it's just another spot in the lineup.
Schwarber also telling the guys that he has been working on defense all offseason, still wants to catch, and has been taking a ton of fly balls in left. NBA, after everything, right now, the Chicago Bulls are the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference. They have a game in Houston tomorrow night after last night's 128-100 win at Oklahoma City.
There's been so much negativity, you know, about our team. Our guys have stuck together and hung in there. You know, a lot of things happened, you know, that probably needed to happen, you know, last week. And you know, guys got things off their chest and we responded. You know, starts on the practice floor. Our guys have been very spirited workouts in there. It's been a lot of competition, and it has carried over to the games.
Fred Hoiberg's Bulls shot 60% for the game last night, 68% in the second half. The Bulls are 25-25. The Blackhawks are 30-17-5, 6 points behind first-place Minnesota in the Central. The Blackhawks at a last-place Arizona team tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. The scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out where 670 The Score will be on the road near you. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51. It's Sunday. It's the Falcons and the Patriots. Coverage all day right here on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Thank you so very much for all the appreciation and all the great moments that we've experienced together. God bless.
Thank you, Mark Grody. Good to have you with us. Appreciate your pervasiveness and your Grobsteinology and your entire everything. Thank you to our guests today, Joe Cowley from the Sun-Times and Chris Collins, the Northwestern basketball coach at the top of the previous hour. Our producers are Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Thank you so much, Campy. Mark Grody. The updates, as I mentioned, tomorrow, Adrian Wojnarowski from Yahoo Sports. Woj will be on with us at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Patrick Manley in studio with us at 11 o'clock just to shoot the basketball breeze and hang out a little bit.
Probably the football breeze with Patrick Manley.
Did I say basketball?
Can talk basketball. Sure. Yeah.
My bad. Sorry
to typecast. Let's bring Patrick Manley in on Friday before the Super Bowl, and we'll break down on the Oscars. It's my bad.
And Matt Bowen at 12 to talk some Super Bowl
talk
stuff.
Baseball. Cubs are going to spring training with Matt Bowen.
Talk long snapping with Matt Bowen.
Matt Bowen loves talking basketball on the side.
Like, good.
He was a terrific player. The entire time I was in, it was a great athlete. I mean, he could play anything.
Yeah, he dominated all of the high school sports.
The entire time I was
an actual athlete to do.
In Atlanta, he would actually text me out of the blue asking about the Bulls or did you see this or this guy's soft. I'm like, Matt, you don't have to talk to me about this. Like, we don't have to talk basketball all the time. But no, Matt.
But he likes to.
No, he loves it. He loves it, man.
I like that. He's blowing up.
You ever talk baseball with Brad Biggs? Biggs, he loves to talk baseball.
Talk hockey with Len Casper sometime.
No, I'm all right.
Do I have to?
He's cool and all.
I like Len. Yeah. Talk music with
him. Trying to sully our relationship with Len. What's up, fellas? How y'all
talk with Sully, too.
Probably knows football. Talk life with Sully.
Talk beer.
Haircuts.
The lack of them.
I need some advice on dealing with Spiegs on optimism.
You know,
because
you don't come to the X for your advice, man.
Keep his balloon in the air.
Exactly.
Just keep his balloon in the air.
You never go to the X for advice, man.
Okay.
That's not the route. You gotta go to like a family member or something like that.
All right, fair enough.
What happened now?
No, nothing happened. We're great. We're having our male bonding tonight. It's going to be lovely. You know, we're getting
along. I should have done this on Friday, though, by the way. Should have saved this for Friday.
So there are no stories the next day?
At least the 2 days of haze will go away, and the next thing you know, Monday, you're fresh. But go ahead.
That's fair. That's fair.
What happened?
The show starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Right.
But no, he's just... I enjoyed the Bulls game, I suppose. You know what I mean? But the best thing out of the Bulls game for me was watching Westbrook.
And he came in here and rained on your Bulls parade?
No. He was the one throwing the parade. He was like... Are they fixed? I mean, they're passing the ball. They're sharing. The shots are going in. It's just, what if they go 22-10 down the stretch? What does that do for you?
Welcome in.
I don't think it does anything for me.
All right. Well, now that you've painted me into an inappropriate corner.
Is it accurate?
Well, here's the thing.
No. Before you get into your thing.
What did I just say that was inaccurate?
No. I don't think they're fixed. I know what they are.
It's okay to be pleased about the way they played the last couple of games.
That's the first thing.
Understand that it amounts to nothing.
The question is, what if they play awesome the rest of the way and they got 32 games left? What if they go 22-10
or 20-12 or something like that?
Right. It still would feel pretty useless. Right?
It's subjective. It's how you feel about it. Like, if you want to be, if you're looking to be entertained by this Bulls team at some point this season, actually on the court, then you're looking for strides. Like, the fact that they played their two best offensive games after, you know, Fred pulled out the whooping stick.
Well, yeah.
That might mean something to you.
Mama, come here quick.
Or the fact that, you know, some of these younger guys are getting looks and playing with a little bit more confidence against a Embiid-less, you know, Sixers team or a Russell Westbrook-led team that, my God.
Without Enes Kanter, they got nothing.
They're worse shooters than the Bulls. Like, they have nobody on that team that can shoot.
Yeah, they played the night before. Yeah. We're coming off a road
trip. Somebody took a shot last night who shoots 18%. Yeah, so
if you're looking for something, it'll be there for you.
They haven't earned your trust.
Of course.
The problem with these Bulls for the last couple of years now, under a couple of different coaches, they send you every message to not trust them. The number of bad losses.
Well, they don't trust themselves.
That's the thing for me.
Randy Brown getting outed. You know, I outed Pete Myers a while ago. So everybody out there, there's no one on that team that really trusts any level or layer of leadership or organization. Mm-hmm. So you got a bunch of, it's not the five strangers with the same jersey on theory that I have when I see certain teams, because there's certain guys who know how to play with each other and know how to play together, mm-hmm. but it doesn't happen for a long enough time for you to put anything together.
There were a few different levels. Like, first of all, yes, it's okay to enjoy this. My God, I really enjoyed the way they've played the last couple of games. It's been
shots.
Nice to see.
The ball's moving side to side. And you can see what Hoiberg wants to do.
And defensively.
Side-to-side ball movement.
They're actually paying some attention and communicating defensively.
But you're going to be who you are, though.
Eventually, right?
Yeah.
So is there something that would feel good the rest of the way, between now and the rest of the way? Some of the responses we got, like, let's say they went, you know, whatever it was. They won a bunch of games. They get into the playoffs. McDermott finds some kind of groove and puts up some points.
They go seven games against the Celtics.
Yeah,
like,
right?
What would make you feel good? Is that what you, like, it's, at the end of the season?
Yeah.
That was basically where we stumbled into a conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, depends on how you feel about the trade deadline. You know, maybe your feeling good line of demarcation is there. Maybe after that. You know, maybe I don't know.
Still a legitimate fan, like a legitimate Bulls fan, and I don't enjoy their wins because I don't want this plan to be rewarded and reinforced.
Well, I love basketball, and I hate when people do the game a disservice, and I feel like this team for years now has been perpetrating a fraud, and it seems like everybody's starting to realize that now. This has been years I've been talking about how messed up this team is, and the guys on this team and the guys leading this team, how they aren't real NBA guys. Like, we've seen those dudes before, and for the Emperor to be walking around butt naked in front of everybody and everybody acting like he's got clothes on for years, that has bothered the hell out of me. And you call it what you want. Call me a too much of a Tibbs fan, or call me a Derrick Rose guy, whatever the case may be. But we saw what a team playing above its level of talent, like playing hard every night, looked like. And then we fooled ourselves into believing that the next shot was going to go in with a new coach. So that means you didn't have to play defense. And then it devolved into calling each other out and vets being told that, you know, they're no longer a part of this thing. And Joakim Noah and some of these other guys. So you know, if you're Taj Gibson, you're sitting there hoping you get traded.
Yep.
You know, if you're some of these guys, you're hoping to go somewhere else because you're tired of this story. So I think a lot of Bulls fans are right there in that Taj Gibson kind of frame of mind of like, all right, I'm tired of this right now.
I see the whole forest and not the individual trees, and always hold it to the same standard. Are they getting closer to winning a championship? And I don't know that any individual victory, loss, I think that there are going to be some statements made at the trade deadline by action or inaction that tells us where they think they are and whether or not they care about trying to win championships.
Well, see, the thing is, that's why, and I know for you what it would mean. Like, even if they went 24-8 and they won a first round series and we had some fun watching some games, for you, it would have a level of emptiness no matter what.
Yeah, closer in like round proximity.
Yeah, not
like
that
you
I
get to the second round. Instead
not
of,
that I wouldn't have fun watching it. Because I like good basketball, right. But they're in the professional basketball business of finding a way to have more parades. Mm. And it's not easy to do because of the nature of the sport, the glass ceiling, but at least have I would like to know that they care about that as much as I do.
Another thing we talked about was how great Isaiah Thomas is playing right now of the Celtics.
He's outstanding.
And how those two guys, both named Isaiah Thomas and not related, have to be the best two players named the same thing, not related.
Yeah, better than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right. How about Larry Johnson and Larry Johnson? Grandmama and the Kansas City Chiefs running back. It's a pretty good one.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is pretty
That's
solid.
Pretty strong right there.
Larry had a good 3 or 4 years before the NFL. He's like, that's too many carries for you, sir.
Yeah.
You move along your way.
Mark, remember Mark Carrier,
that woman's face.
And Mark Carrier? Mark Carrier and Mark Carrier, the Tampa Bay wide receiver and the Bears safety. Roger Craig and Roger Craig.
Frank Thomas.
Mike Williams. Right.
None of them were good.
Jason Williams.
Well, that was spelled differently.
Tariq Abdul-Wahad and Olivier St. Jean. Wait a minute, that was the same guy. My fault.
Remember that guy, Chris Jackson, that other guy, Mahmoud Abdul-Rahman?
Oh, we can do that too.
Steve Smith.
That's pretty good.
Hockey player, basketball player, football player.
Two football players.
Yeah, two wide receivers.
So that's four.
As you can see, we solved a lot of problems.
Nice, wildly
productive day.
So Chris Collins, what was his mood? Is he all right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He's great.
Yeah, that was a heat check. It was so funny as we're watching that game. You know, my kid's a big Northwestern fan.
We didn't even talk about the game, actually.
And there was nothing there. Here's the best thing that happened.
Yeah.
You're on BTN.
I was watching.
And you're watching the Indiana and Penn State in triple overtime, and they keep showing the miniature Northwestern score. They send it back to the desk. Right, exactly. And the deficit is getting larger.
It looks like a big Tylenol.
And my son's like, this sucks. Why can't they put it on a secondary channel? Why do we have to go to the app? This sucks. And I said, you know, it kind of doesn't suck because
if you're
watching what's going on, I think they're doing you a favor.
I had the box score up on my phone and they just kept hitting three after three. Five threes in the first six minutes of the game or something.
That thing was total toast.
And they didn't have their best player. They didn't have Lindsay out there, mm-hmm. and so they had no ability to win a shootout or whatever. So we didn't talk to him about it.
You think he's their best player or just their leading scorer?
I guess I haven't watched enough of it to say best overall player, but if they're going to win that shootout, I would say that they need their leading scorer on the court. Yeah, I don't know. It might be a small delineation there. They have three real players, right? They have three real players.
Yeah, Law's pretty talented kid.
Yeah.
Is Sean Morris still there?
No,
Evan Esmeyer is, however.
Okay, good.
Yeah, still eligible.
He's a permanent
locker. And then it's McIntosh and Law and Lindsay,
and Pardon's a big lummox throwing his weight around in there.
I hate to say this because, you know, growing up near the campus and knowing people who were involved in the athletic department, I've watched three quarters of Northwestern basketball this year. Three.
You know, they play halves.
They play halves in college.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, I got you. It's fine. It got over somewhere.
I understand.
I've watched three separate quarters of Northwestern basketball this year. It's college basketball this year has been a hard hook for me, harder than usual. Last week or so, I've been tuning up, especially with no NFL to you know, take up our time. But I've been...
It took longer to get into it.
It's a terrible product.
No, it always has been.
It's a terrible product.
But this year, it's been harder for me to cast as wide a net as I'm used to for whatever reason.
Even though there's been heritage programs at the top.
Those are the people that I'm watching. I'm watching Kansas and Kentucky and UCLA. You know, I'm watching Duke every once in a while. I've watched a lot more Florida State than some of the local schools here, too.
Speaking of Florida State.
Did you guys
see yesterday? And we talked about the terrible thing that is signing day and how
Shirts.
Yeah, that dude's. But like,
it's a jerk move.
If Cliff Alexander made Illinois fans feel bad by grabbing just leaning towards the Illinois hat, this kid took it up to a different.
How's
troll
it a jerk
level.
Move?
Here's what he did.
Huh?
For anybody,
how's it a jerk move?
Just let me tell the listeners. He was there to tell him where he's going to school. He takes off his sweatshirt. He's wearing a Florida shirt. Then he takes that off. He's wearing a Florida State shirt. Then he takes that off, and he's wearing a USC shirt and grabs the USC hat, and that's where he's going.
He took that off, and he got a Brandeis tattoo.
But he trolled two different fan bases and two different... That's a jerk move.
I don't know if I would... Like, if my son came to me and was like, Dad, check this out tonight. I don't know if I'd be like, son,
that's
a better representation of the family than I had thought of. Go ahead and do that.
You know, I guess
it's entertaining.
I've changed my way of thinking in that if these kids are going to be exploited for free labor, have some fun with it. You know, some coach just won the backstabbing competition against some other coach.
If the Florida fans are going to be mad at him anyway, you may as well throw some gasoline on the fire.
Mutually exclusive. I can think you can have fun with it, and I can think you look like a clown.
Yeah,
I mean,
he probably does.
Has anybody done the cake yet, like you do with when you're having a boy or a girl, where like you cut it open, reveal?
Like, oh, yeah. There we go. The dude did a James Bond skit early, like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
He did a whole
yeah.
James Bond thing where he pulls up in a, like a Ferrari, and he walks past his friends, and he's got the, you know, the tux on, and his friend's like, where you going, where you going? And he keeps walking past him, and another guy says, you going to UCLA? You going to here? And he walks past him, and then the last person is like a beautiful woman, asks him, and he says, I'm going to go to Alabama. You know, that kind of thing. See, I thought that, like, you put a little...
High-level production value.
He put something into it, but yeah, it's become ridiculous now. Like, I remember back when I was in high school, you'd hear about it, like, in the lunchroom, like, oh, yeah, he went to Kansas, like, that kind of thing.
Now you got this.
Yeah, it's something else, man.
My favorite thing yesterday was Kobe Buffalo meat and Jordan Peele tweeting back and forth at each other.
It's great.
Ah, oh, it's just
Jordan
perfect.
Tweeting, like, God, you've won this
one. Like, what? Yeah.
Kobe fantastic. Buffalo meat, actually, a lot of people changed their name on Twitter to Kobe Buffalo. Buffalo meat yesterday.
He's on Jimmy Kimmel tonight.
Is he?
Yeah,
really?
good for him. He's got a sense of humor about it, having a good time.
It's a big man.
How can you not at this point? Yeah. Right, when you're 6'7" and 350 pounds, yeah. You know, you just smile and
how
laugh.
Illinois State getting that kind of athlete, that kind of beef. I mean,
rock spat out of Lawrence, Kansas. It's not like they can let 6'7", 350 guys go. Could have stayed home and played Big 12 football.
That's something, man. That's something. Yeah, I don't really rock with the whole signing day thing or any of the weirdness that goes along with it, but it's the only day that still uses fax machines. Like, fax machines still exist because of that day and that day only.
And they're all brought to you by Barrett's Home Theater.
Yes, sir.
Every single one of them.
And they're all sent to Schmutzy.
Handwritten all to Schmutzy in his office.
Did you guys see where Kenny Owens from LaGrange Park committed?
I can imagine where he committed.
What do you guys have going on?
He was committed.
Well, we are going to speak with Antonio Romanucci, who's the lead attorney heading the lawsuit against Lake Zurich High School. That's at 1:30. We'll find out more about that. Matt Bowen at 2, Greg Gabriel at 3, and one of my favorite sports aptronyms, if you want to get into that, basketball coach Greg Gard of Wisconsin at 4:30, and then we'll do It's On at 5:30. We also, this was a big deal, bigger deal than I thought, a giveaway that we did that people got very excited about, this Masterbuilt electric smoker.
We gave away a smoker. We gave away a couple of smokers.
Yeah, people, my mom hit me about this. She's like, how can I get that smoker? I'm like, you can't.
You're not allowed.
We gave away Jim Leland and Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want a Jay Cutler.
Jerry Taft. Gave away Jerry Taft.
Oh, famous, noted smokers. What was it? The father of Gabriella Sabatini. Do you remember the shots of him at matches? He was an overhand smoker. He had that sort of the continental style or whatever it was. And he would sort of just a sort of classic guy, the flowing hair.
How about halftime Doug Buffone?
Yeah, real deal.
Right?
Pre-game Doug Buffone. Yeah. Post-game Doug Buffone.
Doug Buffone, right. You guys got to guess at 1:30. We got to get out of here.
Okay.
Bye. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Check out the score starting lineup. Molly and Henley, mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin show, 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein teams up with Jason Goff, afternoons 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. And Score overnights with Les Squabstein. We're proud to be the voice of the fan for over 25 years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. There's a story going around this week about how prices for Super Bowl tickets are dropping. Apparently, the Falcons making it to Houston instead of the Packers is hurting the so-called secondary market. What's stunning about this isn't that ticket prices are dropping. It's lines like these. A ticket can be bought for as little as $1,982 right now. And, quote, lower-level seats in the corner of the end zone can be had for $3,000. Or this one. Even 50-yard line seats are available right now for as little as $5,000. Are people paying these prices for a football game, for Lady Gaga, or for a car on the secondary market? Tickets for the first Super Bowl cost $15, and the LA Coliseum wasn't close to sold out. Okay, that was a long time ago, but one thing's apparent. Corporate America is still rolling in money, complaints about taxes and insurance costs aside. Apparently, the rich do get richer. I'm John Bunn.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks.
And I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Like, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved. Because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com this weekend for pre-auto show savings. Find your tag. Find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory on new Chevys, including the 2017 Cruze. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Great leaders are vital to driving success in any organization. At Lake Forest Graduate School of Management, leadership is at the core of their MBA. Through the Leadership MBA, you develop the skills to be an agile leader who advances strategy, innovation, and your organization. Lake Forest Graduate School of Management is Chicago's only business school with a faculty of 100% proven business leaders. These VPs, directors, board members, and entrepreneurs are real-world leaders who practice what they teach. Join them at the Lake Forest Graduate School of Management MBA Open House on February 6th in Schaumburg or on February 9th at their Lake Forest campus and experience the Lake Forest difference. Sit in on a real class and network with current students and alumni. Learn how great leaders change lives with a Lake Forest MBA. Reserve your seat now for February 6th in Schaumburg or February 9th in Lake Forest at lakeforestmba.edu/visit. That's lakeforestmba.edu/visit.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on. And hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon star.
I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk. And not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar.
Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, it's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. you'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday. CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison, why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm with it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
There's been so much negativity, about our team. Our guys have stuck together and hung in there. A lot of things happened, that probably needed to happen, last week. And guys got things off their chest and we responded. Starts on the practice floor. Our guys have been very spirited workouts in there. It's been a lot of competition, and it has carried over to the games.
That's Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg as his team started their six-game road trip with a big win at the Thunder, 128-100. Jimmy Butler led the team with 28 as 4 of the 5 starters finished with double digits. The Bulls are back to .500. They play tomorrow night in Houston. NHL, the Blackhawks are in Glendale to take on the Coyotes. The Hawks have dropped their last 3 as Phoenix has lost 5 of their last 10 and sit with the second-worst point total in the West. Puck drops at 8. NFL, Super Bowl 51, I got inside information coming in, is just 3 days away as Tom Brady looks for his 5th ring, and that inside information is telling me that New England will win by 6 touchdowns. Coverage here on The Score on Sunday starts at 3 o'clock. Today, Tiger Woods, he had an opening round 77 at the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. Looks like it's going to be tough for him to play once again on the weekend. College Buckets, number 25, Northwestern. They trailed by 22 at the half as number 23, Purdue, rolled to an 80-59 victory. Tonight in College Hoops, number 1, Gonzaga takes on BYU, and Oregon State hosts number 5, Arizona. You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba. From backyard barbecues to tailgating for the big game, Bubba Burger is always the quality and convenience you can trust. Find Bubba Burger in your local grocer's freezer today. I'm Matt Vaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 on Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Taco Bell. Fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious. But now it's also a chalupa. That's right. Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. The new Naked Chicken Chalupa from Taco Bell. Part chalupa, all fried chicken.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Bernstein and Goff is going to start today by going out to the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. And we welcome in Antonio Romanucci. He's on Twitter at Tony Romanucci. Lead attorney of the firm of Romanucci and Blandon, heading the lawsuit against Lake Zurich High School. Hello, Tony. How are you?
Dan and Jason, thank you very much for having me on today.
These details in this suit are harrowing, stomach-turning, and I'm just curious at this point why we only have two plaintiffs. Is this, should this be bigger? Is this going to get bigger? Was it difficult to even get it to this point?
Well, Dan, you've asked a lot of questions there, and I do agree with you. I mean, I've been doing this for quite a long time. I've seen a lot of these cases, and the allegations that we're facing right now is really something unprecedented. It's risen to a different level, and maybe we can talk about that a little bit later. And, you know, you want to know why there aren't more people that are coming forward right now. Well, you have to understand that because of the seriousness of the allegations here, it's very difficult for kids to come forward. They've been embarrassed, humiliated, they're ridiculed, they're taunted, they're bullied, they're hazed. And it's very hard for some of these kids to come forward because, as you've seen in the past, a lot of these kids are treated like they're not treated as victims as they should be, but really as people that did something wrong, and they did nothing wrong here. So I don't know if it'll expand or not. It's too early to say. But what I can say is that there are more victims out there. I know that there are more victims out there, and whether or not they want to come forward and discuss it, I think that'll be the challenge.
Tony, is there any culpability heaped on one party more so than the other in this kind of thing, whether it be the AD or the actual, you know, adults who were supervising this kind of behavior, the principal? Like, where does the chain start?
Well, clearly, I think that's another great question, because I think culpability has to start from the top. It has to be with the administration, and I'll explain why. And then certainly it trickles down from there, down to the principal, the athletic director, and the coaches. This, as we've learned, was a very ritualistic practice that was taking place. It was taking place on the same day, at the same time, after the same event on Thursday nights, in the same location, in the same place in the locker room, typically in the shower. It was very planned. It was orchestrated. This was not, you know, sometimes we've seen other, you know, sad bullying and hazing cases where they've taken place on the practice field or on the playing field itself. This was something that was planned. And we know this had been going on for quite some time, not only through our own investigation, but also through what Lake Zurich has told us, that it was widespread. These were older kids who were participating in the ritual. So we know that they very likely were doing it in the years before. So how does the administration, how do the coaches not know this? They know, they just never reported it.
You use the words hazing and bullying, where I read this and I use the words assault, sexual assault, forcible rape. Is there a reason why you've chosen the terms that you've chosen for the purposes of this lawsuit? Because you're dealing with civil instead of criminal. But I think that when we start looking at this as a sports culture hazing story, it underplays what appears to have actually been alleged.
Well, Dan, if you've followed me in the work that I've done in the past, you know that I've never shied away from the term or using the word sexual assault when it comes to these types of cases. And by no means am I choosing my words too carefully where I'm shying away right now and saying that what happened was or was not sexual assault. I am being very careful in protecting the identity of the children who are involved, the dates, and not getting into too much detail, so in order to protect them. But when you look at what's occurred in the past at Lake Zurich, you know, from what we found back in the late 1990s through the 2000s, what you are saying is correct. This is forcible, it's unconsensual, it's sexual assault. I agree.
How do you interact with kids or maybe even adults, since it goes back at least 20 years now, that who may have been victims to this but also actually perpetrated some of these crimes as well?
Well, I mean, it's not that you have to be careful with how you interact with them. You want to find out facts. That's what's most important to us right now. What are the facts? And what we're finding out is that this used to occur on a much more frequent basis than even maybe Lake Zurich is admitting that they knew. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not looking to so much as inculpate the kids who are involved. because we know that the adults know that this behavior is wrong and it should have been stopped, and they should have been trained and educated much earlier on that this type of behavior should never, ever occur.
I'm reminded of the attorney Mitchell Garabedian from the Spotlight case and what happened once, you know, first of all, when the publication first occurred, and then after that from the Boston Globe, and then after that when the movie came out. And I'm just wondering, back to my initial question, are you receiving phone calls? Is there outreach to you now from others now that this has been publicized, rather than you and your partners and associates trying to contact people in that direction?
Yeah, I can tell you unequivocally yes. I mean, just today alone, I can't tell you how many both emails and phone calls that we've received from many sources wanting to share details about what they know about this. I don't think that we've uncovered everything that we need to. I think we're just scratching the surface. Because, you know, don't forget, guys, it was only up until about 5-10 years ago when concussions in football were okay, too. And we know that Chad Beaver, in this case, said that this happens all the time and that this is okay, too. It's not okay. It's not okay. This type of behavior is extremely harmful to children. It shapes their way of thinking as they grow older, and they need to be taught that this is wrong. It's wrong behavior.
Well, I'm livid, too, about this idea that anybody involved in this would be looked at as a rat, yeah, or a snitch.
I was going to ask about the protection of the persons right now in that area.
And not just making sure the kids are protected, but it's one thing if the school district or somebody ends up cutting a check for everybody's pain and suffering, and that's your job in this. But where's the punishment? Where is the actual punishment for what do rise to the level of serious crimes?
Well, I think people need to start getting really, really angry at administrators here. They need to put their foot down and say that we can't tolerate this type of behavior anymore. We can't tolerate this sort of behavior for the sake of winning football games, because you can win football games without performing these acts on kids. That can happen. We know so. So ritualizing somebody and telling them that they're going to join the brotherhood by performing these acts or having acts performed on them is not the way to do it.
Why are we here from a legal perspective if, in fact, you are in possession of copies of a letter sent by the school to players and parents that use the term widespread and egregious abuse? If that's the case, why aren't you well into settlement talks? What is the actual legal battle here if you have proof of that admission?
Well, we do have the letter. We do have the letter, and I don't know how they're going to back away from it. I'm sure their own lawyers are going to get creative, and they're going to say that, well, we didn't mean it to be widespread over time, just over this school year. Hmm. Who knows how they're going to phrase it. I don't care. But the point is that based upon what we know, and I repeat, I have very solid evidence, real evidence, that this was extending for a very long period of time. So they're going to mark those words as widespread and egregious, not to this school year, but to many years before that, too.
Are we talking to the extent of Megan's Law type of stuff with some of these coaches where, you know, in the end, when it comes out in the wash, that guys have to be registered as sex offenders for watching this and having this carry on for years and years?
I'm not sure I can answer to that. That's a little bit above my pay grade in terms of the criminal aspect. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's going to rise to that level. I doubt it would. But I'm not suggesting that when the Lake Zurich Police Department was investigating this, that they didn't look hard enough at the coaches as to whether or not they violated any laws.
I would like to know then, it would make sense, in response to that question, what the coaching tree looks like and who's where. And you want to root these people out, and there's so many commonalities when you have everybody shutting down and not talking and not sharing. There would be parents of other high schools, maybe other area high schools, maybe elsewhere in the country, who would say, is one of these coaches who was involved in this, knew of it, encouraged it, that kids need to be protected if, in fact, that they're elsewhere now over 2 decades. Who knows where everybody is?
Well, here, Dan, you look at what happened here. Coach Beaver and Prophet and the athletic director all resigned. Mm-hmm. That's great. They all resigned. They're going to be either they're out of the school or they will be out of the school by the summer. But why weren't they fired? The reason they likely were not fired is because, number one, so they could go out and get a new job. And secondly, they weren't terminated. So by buying them their resignation, they gave them severance pay. I'll bet you that when we get those documents on those severance pays, that we're going to see that they also bought their cooperation mm-hmm. in any future litigation. So not only do they get to go out and work again if they want to, but they also, the school district, bought their cooperation in any future investigations or litigation.
What's the timetable now? And like you say, there is more information to be gathered. There's potentially more stories to be heard. If you look at when the next step is or when it actually reaches a courtroom, what should we be settling in for?
Well, you might have to wait probably a minimum of 30, 60 days before something substantive happens again before we get into court and we start issuing documents, requesting documents from them, which is called production. So we're going to be asking for probably a mountain of paper that's going to have to come our way, which we're going to have to review and determine what happened here, our point of view at least.
Well, we're certainly going to be keeping a close eye on it. As ugly a story as it is, it's nice to know that there are efforts being made to make sure that there's some more sunlight to disinfect this. So here's hoping. Tony, we appreciate your time.
Well, I really thank you for taking the time to really explore this issue because it is important to everybody. Thank you, Dan and Jason.
Thank you.
That is Antonio Romanucci. And if you want to contact him, he is on Twitter.
People are texting once again to 67011. A lot of stories coming through.
Uh-huh. Some heartbreaking ones too. But at Tony Romanucci, Romanucci. We'll come back and get the show started for you officially. Next, Bernstein and Goff, you got the score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jay Cutler is taking more hits than Tom Brady will on Sunday. Jay Cutler is like a punching bag the last 2 days.
Is Jay Cutler still on the Bears? That's almost breaking news.
Yeah.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S Cards for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Ah! Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Some of these text messages that are coming in from people who are a part of the Lake Zurich High School community or quote-unquote family.
Ugh.
There's some... apparently they got more to worry about than just the football and baseball and cross country program.
What the hell is going on?
It's like there's drama teacher stuff coming through. Like I don't know if we've got an investigative team out there, but apparently all of Lake Zurich is listening, and they are dropping dimes everywhere.
Yeah, pick up a phone. Don't just text us. Make these calls and this outreach matter. And also, if you're a high school kid, I don't know why you'd be listening right now, but if you are, tell somebody and people will listen. People will listen. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
You feel like you're all alone, especially where you're at in life right now as a young kid trying to figure things out, and then maybe something happened to you. But yeah, that's, you got more people that are willing to listen to you than you probably believe right now.
There's a lot of support out there, and the high school is not necessarily the beginning and end of your universe, even though it feels that way.
Right.
And it feels like everything that happens there is your entire life. There's a whole giant world outside of there where there are people that can and will help you. So pick up a phone. Talk to your parents, and if you're not comfortable with your parents, find
anybody
you can trust in the school, outside of the school. I would suggest outside of the school, and find that. Do reach out. Don't keep it to yourself. Let people know. Here's what we have today on Bernstein and Goff. We have Matt Bowen in just a few moments after 2 o'clock. We have Greg Gabriel at 3. We have Wisconsin head basketball coach Greg Gard at 4:30.
He's got some very interesting players on that team like to talk to him about,
some
too.
Some woke kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids with some strong thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do It's On at 5:30, and we have a couple of giveaways, a pair of tickets to the Progressive International Motorcycle Show and...
The Boat Show!
And a Masterbuilt electric smoker.
All right, so I'm going to say this now. For my buddy George, for my buddy Mike, for my mother, for my buddy Joe, You have to be listening to win. Mom, I don't know if you can win because you're a family member. But, yeah, everybody's been hitting me on the group chat and on the text message like, hey, what's up with that smoker? I'm like, I don't know, man. You got to call in.
Hook me up with a smoker.
And by the way, if you win the smoker, if you tweet at us, I cannot be responsible for my friends finding out where you live and intercepting that smoker.
And just showing up with ribs.
Right, exactly. Or just wanting to use it.
Not taking the smoker, coming over with a slab of ribs and, hey. You put these in there, I'll pick them up later.
Or just pulling a Derek Fisher and just showing up and using your smoker, you know, when you're away. Using other things.
Never use another man's smoker when he's away.
Hey, come on, man. Yeah, that's like the 11th commandment right there, you know? Thou may touch my wife, but never touch my grill, I think.
One of the amendments?
Yeah.
About the coveting thing.
It was an executive order by Jesus himself.
Just signed it and held it up for everybody to see. Right.
Don't touch another man's.
This is the
grill.
New executive order. See, I actually signed it. Here it is. Look.
Equally as orange, tiny hands.
Wow. So we're going to be doing that. You got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. If you want to text, you can do that. Text 67011.
You can also do something else on that.
Text.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
I'm just absolutely make sure it stays open.
We reply when you do that, and message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. He is at Jason1Goff. Our video stream at watch670thescore.com. Hello is there for you as well. Also, Facebook Live on the Score's Facebook page. That is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Lorenzo Jerome, a safety out of tiny St. Francis in Pennsylvania. I can say that a sideline shot did reveal his mother's large thighs. Used by many GMs as a key to athletic success.
God love
Frank.
Frank
is something, man.
Special man.
I'm telling you, ever since I saw that video, I know you have this image of what he looks like.
Yeah, I don't want it to be broken either.
It's not. It's definitely not what you
think.
No.
I'm picturing like a... Just like a 60-year-old dude who's got like a pack of Marlboro Reds on deck at all times and, you know, a big mug of black coffee. He's got the old film projector with old NFL film.
Bunch of number two pencils.
Right. He's got the coach's pants on for no reason. No.
Our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
Sam Wilcox has been doing games for... I was in the studio for CBS when he was doing games. So he's been doing games for... And that's the 80s.
First year.
Your first gig was what?
First gig was... I worked in local TV,
right.
But then...
What was your first time with CBS?
Fred Gaudelli brought me with Mike Patrick, Joe Theismann, Paul McGuire, those guys. I was a sideline reporter.
Right.
I started calling games for CBS 3 years later, 2001. Sean McMahon has brought me over and, been there ever since.
Yeah, you've been doing this for a long time.
He was trying his hardest not to mention the year. And this is, come on, tell us your year. Yeah, it was 98, not the 80s. Thank you, though, Mike. Hashtag facts matter.
No, not really. Not to him. He's got all kinds of things going on. Not in his world.
Yes, he does.
Right?
Yes, he does.
Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Our next question will come from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Orlando Ledbetter.
Hey. Yes, Ms. Gaga, who are you picking in the game, the Falcons or the Patriots?
I actually am going to keep that one to myself.
Hey, Ms. Gaga.
Hey, Gaga, can I call you Gigi? Hey, hi, Mike and Jason.
The Orlando Ledbetter.
My man.
Law professor.
He gets spicy with you, too.
He is.
Ask him the wrong thing on Twitter. You're going to get them Twitter hands. I'm telling you now.
The one time, at least, head of the Pro Football Writers Association. And
hey, Jason. How are you?
Hey, Jason. Hey, love the show, man. How y'all doing? My man, D. Orlando.
Is it Clark? Clark College or University?
Clark Atlanta. Yeah, I believe
Law school.
Clark Atlanta. Yeah, man. He's big things popping in Atlanta, dude. He's NFL seniori.
Hey, man, when you get that one pretentious initial at the front, where you are D. Orlando Ledbetter, then that's for real.
Yeah, I had that one pretentious initial when I started a Raisin in the Sun as a young freshman at Evanston Township High School.
You were the lead?
No, I was Travis.
Oh,
I was the son. I was a little dude, but I was E. Jason Goff. Couldn't touch me.
Well, when you get your law degree,
just knew it was going to bring all the girls.
You'll put the E back on there, right?
No. Not going to get a law degree. Not putting the E back on there.
I had a buddy I worked with in Raleigh. His name was E. John.
E. John.
E. Period John. E. John.
Like T-Bob?
They like T-Bob, but his name is E. John.
Hey, man. I got my buddy's name is Eron.
E, but that's the actual name, though. E-ron. Right.
Yeah, that's different. Not a little bit different.
It's not E, period, E.
No.
Brought the punctuation mark up a little bit.
I don't know what that did for you, but I hope it did some.
Matt Bowen, next on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up. Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand. Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Price and participation may vary.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, give a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. A Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear, from the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 shades of gray bear, which I love. Or how about the new I Love Lucy chocolate factory bear? Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, February 14th.